Now, we're almost 2 weeks into the lockdown now, and many people will be missing human touch due to the lockdown and the social distancing rules. Sarita Das is a somatic sex educator who's running free online sessions for people who are struggling with the lack of physical contact of any kind. And she joins me now. Hey, Sarita.
Hi, how are you?
Look, I'm great. Firstly, you have to tell me, tell us all, what is a somatic sex educator?
A somatic sex educator is more or less a relationship coach. The word somatic means of the body. So like normal therapy deals with the mind, somatic therapy deals with the mind and the body, but taking the body into account, which is just like a great way to go about it.
So tell me what your job involves.
My job involves mostly connecting people to their bodies because we spend a large portion of our lives not actually taking the time to reflect on the fact that we actually have a body. I know it sounds like a weird thing, but if you stop and think about it, when was the last time you sat down and recognized your toes, for example? Put your awareness into your feet or put your awareness into your fingers, like places that are quite, you'd probably think are quite numb or like doesn't really have a lot of negative association or positive association. It's just part of your body. Putting your mind into parts of your body that are quite neutral can be useful for people that have pain, for example, or don't feel comfortable in their bodies. So teaching people to have better sex lives through connecting to their bodies, and that can look like teaching them breathing exercises. I work with a lot with breath, with sound, with movement, and mindful touch, and teaching people how to communicate to other people how they want to be touched.
Have you seen many problems or coming up during this lockdown? I mean, what are your experiences?
Oh, I think personally even finding it difficult with just the craziness of the world at the moment, with or without regards to touch, just the unpredictableness of life more than usual. And I think something that could be really useful for people during this time, no matter what spectrum of work you're in or if you're not working, we're all being affected by the unpredictability of life. And your nervous system is definitely having a heyday.
Yes.
So being able to control your nervous system through breath is a really good strategy, I think.
Give us some examples of how you would do that. I know because breathing is, anxiety is associated with breathing as well. And
absolutely.
I know it. Suddenly you realize that you actually haven't taken a breath for a really long time. And and so deep breathe. But sorry, tell me, how important is breathing? How can we maybe relax a little?
Absolutely. Well, controlling your breathing helps you have control over your emotions. And from there, your life. Deep breathing is connected to the vagus nerve, just to get a bit sciencey, and it acts as a brake on your stress response. So any breathing, to make it quite simple, any breathing where your exhale is longer than your inhale helps you connect to your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and relax part of your nervous system. So it kind of forces you out of your stress response or your fight and flight response. That's a very, very reducted, simple way of putting it. But to put it into a nutshell, exhaling longer than your inhale, or you could do breaths where you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4, exhale for 4, hold your breath for 4. Sometimes people find holding their breath for 4 is a bit too much. So maybe try holding just for 2. And if you think of a square while you're breathing, it can help. We call that one the square breath.
You just think of it literally a square.
Yeah, just think of a square. Do you want to do it right now?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Okay.
So breathe in for 1.
Yep.
Hold. Out. Hold. In. Hold. Out. Hold. What was that like?
I'm feeling a little bit tense, actually. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take a longer breath in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or rather, a bigger breath in.
Yeah. It's breathing and focusing on your breathing is quite scary at first.
Yeah.
Because it reminds you of how fast your brain is probably moving on the daily. And so taking some time in your day to just even do that breath, even once during your day, I promise you it will start to change your life because it's the fastest way to get you connected to your body.
Okay.
Like 100%. So do that square breath before you go on air, before you have a hard conversation with someone, before you have to present something or before you have to think about something stressful.
That's great. I will definitely do that. tell me, so what are some of the other strategies that people can do during lockdown?
I think mindful soft touch is something that comes to mind because we're obviously in a time where touch is going to be hard to come by, whether you're living in a house by yourself or with people who you don't normally ask for touch from, like flatmates or family, like not an intimate partner. Making time for self-touch, and I'm not talking about necessarily masturbation, but self-touch where you're touching the rest of your body, because our bodies are full of nerve endings that are there for pleasure. The pleasure doesn't just have to be genital focused. It can be all through your body. And so making like a date night with yourself, whether it's to have a bath or whether it's to just sit in front of the mirror and just like give your arms and legs a little bit of touch. Like people like really, really feathery touch. You can do that. Or you can do massage touch. Do whatever you would want somebody else to do to you for yourself. Now, I know that can like trigger loneliness in people even more, and it can exacerbate the feeling that you're by yourself. But just keeping in mind that this is time that you set out for yourself. Because I think I teach people about masturbation a lot, and I think the thing that people usually do is it's quite quick, or it's quite like it's we've learned how to do that kind of stuff in shame and secrecy. So normally when we masturbate, it's quite quick and quiet and goal focused. And so even if you do masturbate, do it slowly. You've got all the time in the world now, unless you're working.
Right.
And do it really slowly. Take your time. I think this is a really great time to become more connected to yourself, because we've actually got this opportunity. Try and, if you can, spin it into a good thing. Yeah.
Right. What are some of the other areas? Like, I mean, you mentioned fingers and toes and that sort of thing, which, of course, apart from getting the very odd manicure or pedicure, tend to be ignored.
I mean, I think placing your awareness in your body in general is never a bad thing, unless you're storing a lot of trauma in your body, in which case definitely talk to a talk therapist before you go into too much any body work. But I think your body is a safe place for the most part to put your awareness into. So, for example, if you're feeling self-conscious about your tummy, put your awareness into somewhere more neutral, like your elbows. Think about your elbows. Is it safe there? Yep, it's pretty neutral there. Think about if you're feeling a lot of tension in your shoulders. Think about another part of your body, like be aware of what's going on in your body. And it's really hard to do that because we all have a lot of us have fast-paced jobs where we're trained not to acknowledge the fact that we're in a body. So I think anything that you can do, exercise is an obvious one, but when you're exercising, try not to be in your head, try to be in your body. Be like, I can feel the pavement against my feet. I can feel my arms moving. I can feel my stomach moving in a different way as I walk. You know, be very present with what you're doing with your body when you're doing it. Even in the shower is a good time because your senses are all really heightened.
Right. Oh, Sarita, that is fantastic. Some really good tips there, and hopefully for people struggling at home. And where can they get, you are offering free online sessions?
For people who are in isolation, who have like absolutely zero contact to people, I think it's really important to reach out and make use of all the resources that are available. So I think if you, there's so many body workers online who are just sitting at home waiting for you to call us. And we can talk you through breathing exercises. We can talk through your fears. Like, we're not really talk therapists, but we do that as well.
Yeah.
You can reach me on Instagram as Somatic Sarita. And my website is the same, somaticsarita.com. But yeah, I think Instagram's a really good place to be right now. A lot of people are offering a lot of free resources in terms of body scans and breathing exercises and just someone to chat to.
Yeah.
If you're by yourself.
Absolutely. Sarita, thank you so much. And I will be using those breathing exercises going forward.
Oh, good.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Lovely.
Have a good one.
You too. Sarita Das, a somatic sex educator. I hope you got something out of that.